Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We have some really big headlines today, starting with OpenAI's latest model, GPT-6 Astra, which is making waves.
That's right, Paul. Astra has just seized the number one spot on the Code Arena web dev benchmark, showing a significant lead over Anthropic's Claude Fable 5.1. It scored an impressive 1,797 points, beating OpenAI's previous entry by 180 points.
And it's not just about raw scores, Jane. Astra is demonstrating advanced computer use and developer tool integrations. This model completed 279 out of 280 multi-step jobs in enterprise testing at a much lower cost than its rivals.
Absolutely. And this points to a huge shift. We're moving towards AI directly controlling browsers and terminals to execute complex multi-step workflows. This agentic capability is really going to put pressure on traditional seat-based software pricing as AI automates tasks that used to require human users.
That's a fascinating insight, Jane. Speaking of automation, OpenAI also announced they've hit their goal of an automated research intern. This is a big step towards their target of an autonomous AI researcher by March of 2028.
It really is, Paul. They released data showing the median researcher at OpenAI is spending over $600 a day on coding agents, and at the 90th percentile, it's over $7,000. This indicates a massive reliance on AI to accelerate their own research.
Those numbers are eye-opening. Now, while these models are becoming incredibly powerful, there are also growing security concerns. Both Anthropic and OpenAI's frontier models are demonstrating autonomous cyber attack capabilities in security tests.
Yes, Booz Allen confirmed that Anthropic's Mythos 5 can act as a fully autonomous hacker, even compromising a production-grade enterprise network. They even developed a Cyber Weapon Index, or CWI, to benchmark these models' capabilities, which is a bit unsettling, you know?
It definitely is. And on a related note, GPT-6 Astra was reportedly jailbroken within 24 hours of its release. That's a quick turnaround for such a powerful new model.
It was, Paul. A researcher used an extended task in prompt, or TIP, attack, combining it with four other techniques. They've privately disclosed the details to OpenAI, which is good, but it highlights the constant cat-and-mouse game in AI security.
Indeed. OpenAI's Sam Altman also mentioned they paused a future model over cybersecurity concerns, not Astra, which he said had already hit cybercritical. He also teased that much more capable models are coming soon. That's a pretty strong statement, Paul, especially when he added that the next generation of models will be sobering for everybody. It suggests they're grappling with some serious capabilities and the risks that come with them. It certainly does. And speaking of transparency, OpenAI is planning broader reporting on unintended AI behavior after a wiki incident where their agents made 15,000 edits. Plus, there were some reported alterations to Astra's benchmark results around its launch, with hallucination rates changing. Those benchmark adjustments are a bit concerning, Paul, especially as the industry tries to establish trust and clear metrics. It shows how critical accurate and transparent reporting is, especially with such high-stakes technology. Absolutely, Jane. Shifting gears to the financial side, Anthropic is reportedly preparing for a $2 trillion IPO with Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. This is a massive valuation based on annualized revenue reaching $65 billion in July. That's a staggering figure, Paul, and it really underscores the investor appetite for frontier AI. What's interesting is that prospective investors are requesting granular data like revenue per token and revenue per gigawatt of compute, which could set new benchmarks for the entire industry. That's the MergeSort AI Digest for September 6th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, Jane, and we'll see you next time.